A steady stream of rainwater was spilling into a storm drain on Flagler College's St. Augustine campus the day after Matthew brushed the first coast. Massive flooding in downtown St. Augustine and other areas caused sewers to overflow. St. John's County Utilities Tony Cubbage says at this point, he doesn't know how much.
We were inundated with, in some areas, 6 to 8 feet of storm surge. And we have had incidents of sanitary sewer overflows where they're backing up. We're still working in the field right now to document those and to get all the power restored to lift stations.
Lift stations are stormwater pumps used to send extra water to higher ground. Until power is restored, he says it's hard to know just how many areas sewage flowed where it's not supposed to.
I know there was about 24 spots that I've seen so far.
In Jacksonville, JEH says more than 6 million gallons of sewage and stormwater overflowed in 6 parts of the city. The area hit worst was a surface water spill of close to 3 million gallons in the Ortega River. In accordance with a new rule set up by Governor Rick Scott after 2 large spills near Tampa Bay, JEA sent out a notice to the state within a day of the overflow. Last month, a survey released by Climate Central warned spills like this would become more common as storms intensify due to climate change. Ryan Bank, WJCT News.